Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all, thank you so much for joining us this morning. You better give God some praise this morning. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. We're thanking the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit this morning. Thank you, Father, for all things. We thank you for Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen, as well. It'll be coming up shortly. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to give you that number, 347-843-4559 is the call-in number. I know you can tweet out a list, 10 people, everybody on the planet, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody needs prayer. Believer, unbeliever, doesn't matter. Everybody needs prayer today, ladies and gentlemen. 347-843-4559 is the call-in number. Also, too, if you have a specific prayer request this morning, feel free to share that with us a little later on. We'll open up the lines a little later on. You just hit star one on your phone if you have a prayer request or a comment or anything you'd like to say today as well. We'll be glad to open that line up for you later on. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, we're excited about what God is doing through this powerful network, ladies and gentlemen, and through the power of prayer from Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw. Yeah. Amen. Yeah, pleasure. Good morning to you. That number one more time, 347-843-4559. Thank you so much. Just go to the Word, ladies and gentlemen. For those who have their Word with them or want to read later on Psalms 15, we encourage you to read the entire chapter, which is only five verses today. So we'll be reading that to you right now. But I encourage you to read it again as the Lord directs you today in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalms 15, 1 through 5. Lord, who shall abide in the tabernacle, in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness and speaketh the truth in his heart. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor. Amen. In those eyes a vile person is contemned, but he honoreth them that fear the Lord. He that sweareth to his own hurt and changeth not. He that putteth not out his money to usury, nor taketh a reward against the innocent. He that doeth these things shall never be moved. Amen. Y'all give the Lord a hand clap of praise for his word that we hear in his word today. Yeah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would, in your hearts and mind, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the man of God. And we thank God and for Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw joining us this morning. Bishop, thank you so much for being with us again this morning. Bless you. Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop, for joining us this morning. God bless you, sir.
God bless you, Elder Kevin. Father, we do thank you this morning. We praise your name. We glorify you for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you, Lord, this morning that this is the day that you made, and we'll rejoice and be glad in it. We magnify your name for all of your marvelous works. Lord, we thank you, God, as you continue to provide for those, for everybody, Lord. We thank you as you continue to provide for those that are less fortunate. Lord, we thank you, God, as you provide for those that are fortunate, God. We thank you for those, God, as you bless those, God, that are in the hospital this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for their health and strength. We pray, God, for their healing. Father, in the name of Jesus, you are all-knowing. There is no secret that you don't know about. And, Father, we know that you are able to raise them off of that sick bed. You are able to heal their body this morning. And, Father, we give you the glory and honor, Lord. We pray you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Father, we cast down every imagination and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God and put it into captivity to the obedience of Christ. And, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word, because your word said this, the weapon of our warfare are not carnal but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds and casting down every imagination and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. And Father, you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. We thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. Father, we thank you this morning that your word is everlasting, your word is eternal. Your word is powerful. Your word is healing. Your word is a deliverer. God, in the name of Jesus, by your stripe we were healed. And God, we call it so in the name of Jesus. And we thank you right now in the name of Jesus that you have not given us a spirit of fear. You have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. We thank you, Lord, for sound minds this morning. We thank you for men and women and boys and girls. We thank you, God. God, that you're giving them sound minds, God. We thank you, God, that you are healing their minds this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now that no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. Father, we decree and declare your word that no evil shall come near our dwelling and no plague shall be able to overtake us. Father, we thank you right now that your word is spirit and it is life. We thank you this morning that your word is a consuming fire. We thank you this morning. Your word is a word will never turn or come empty, go empty out, God. It will not be empty, but it will come. It will do everything that you say it would do. It will manifest itself in such a great way. And Father, we thank you this morning that you are changing lives this morning. We thank you this morning that man is getting off that ventilator because of your power, because of your anointing, because of your healing. We thank you this morning that woman is getting up out of that bed. And Lord God, we thank you that child is being healed from cancer this morning. We thank you, oh Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory. We thank you, God, that we come against every demonic force that come to attack the mind of the people, oh God. We come against that spirit in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord, rebuke you right now. We rebuke your acts. We rebuke your thoughts. We rebuke everything that you're trying to do. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word. Your word is a weapon, God. Your word is a sword, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Your word is a consuming fire. It burns up everything that's not like you. It burns up sin, oh Father. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. As we repent this morning, we repent of our shortcomings. We repent of our failure. We repent of our God that has not always been faithful to you, that God, and every time you speak to us to go pray, that every time you speak to us to go read the word, that we came short. But God, we ask you forgiveness. And God, we ask you, God, keep our minds, Father. Lord, we ask you to look on our nation this morning. We ask you to look on our governments this morning. We look at you to look on the presidents this morning. Father, we ask you to look on our cities, our states this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning that those that are providing food for those that are hungry this morning, we thank you, God, for the food pamphlets, God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for those, God, in the name of Jesus. And we ask for your blessing to be upon them, God. We ask you to give them double, God, for things that they have given out. And Father, we thank you for everybody that is given to somebody. Father, we thank you, God, that you are a blessing of God. We thank you this morning for your grace and your mercy. Father God, we pray, God, for that child this morning, that daughter, this son this morning. We pray for that mother as you encourage them this morning, that son, that daughter, that husband, that wife, God. You pray this morning that you strengthen them, oh Father. Father, we know that this pandemic, God, has put fear in people's mind, God. But Father, we know that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. And Father, you brought about us out of many other storms of life. You brought us up through many other trials of life. And Father, we know that you're going to bring us through this. We know that you're going to. We already have the victory, God. We walk in victory. We live in victory. We talk victory, God. And we give you glory for it. In the name of Jesus, we pray for our brothers, God. We pray for our sisters, God. We pray for the mothers and the father, God. We pray for our spiritual fathers and mothers and daughters and sons of God. We pray, oh Heavenly Father, for the body of Christ. In the name of Jesus, as you unify us as never before, unify us, God, in the name of Jesus. Clean in us a clean heart. Renew in us the right spirit, oh Heavenly Father. And Father, we give you glory this morning. We thank you, God, for this day, another opportunity, a new start, a new beginning. We thank you this morning, God, that you've given us a new mindset, new ideas, new vision, Father. We thank you this morning that you blessed that man as about to start that business. That woman is about to start a new career. Father, we thank you for that child, God, that got new ideas, and God, that you're bringing them to come forth in their lives. God, we thank you in the name of Jesus as you bless as never before. We give you glory and give you honor. We thank you this morning, God, for all the dangers you have kept us from, God. We thank you for protection, God, that you're keeping those from accident, keeping those from the suicide. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come against that spirit of suicide in the name of Jesus right now. And Father, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. We rebuke you. We see your acts. We see what you're trying to do, but God has the upper hand. God has all power. God is all knowing. There is no secret, and he will reveal his secrets to the servants, the prophet. Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you for the insight. We thank you for the wisdom. Lord, we thank you. Keep our minds in perfect peace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Let us be watchful, Lord. Let us be sensitive to the need of other people, Lord. Let us reach out. Let us show love to somebody else. And Father, we give you glory for it this morning. God, as you united families together as never before, bring them closer, God. Lord, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to restore. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory for it, and we forever give you praise. We thank you, God, as you test that man, that woman, that child is in prison this morning. God, we know that they are in hurting. We know that they are in pain. But God, we know that you are the healer. You are the secret that they need. You are the provider, God. You are a way maker, God. You can be the lawyer when the other lawyers have not done properly things, that you can be the lawyer. You can intercede, God, and you can make a way. You can make the crooked places straight. And Father, we thank you this morning, God, and we give you glory and honor. Father, we ask you to look on the elders this morning. Look on those mothers, those fathers, those. Look on them this morning. Strengthen them, God. We ask you to look on the body of Christ everywhere. We need you as never before. Lord, keep our minds on focus on you, on your word. And God, we thank you. And we forever give you praise. We pray this morning for other nations. We pray for other countries. Father, we pray, God, because you are all-knowing. Reveal, expose, and destroy every evil under hand. Reveal, expose, and destroy in the name of Jesus. And Father, we give you glory for it. And we give you praise. And all glory shall be thine forever in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Keep our minds, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, Bishop. Thank you so much, Bishop, for that powerful prayer, as always, in Jesus' mighty name. Ladies and gentlemen, we just heard, if you're just joining us, this is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. That was the voice of Bishop praying for us, ladies and gentlemen, praying for our families, praying for our nation, praying for our city, praying for all those that we love. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. Praise God, ladies and gentlemen, for prayer time. With Bishop John Crenshaw. This is a global prayer time in Jesus' name. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, also, too, just a reminder, if you do have a specific prayer request, hit star 1 on your phone. We'll take all your prayer requests, star 1, or if you have a comment. And we'd love to bring your phone number up there, last 4 digits. We'll mention only your last 4 digits if you do have a prayer request as we open up the lines. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, as always, we always, always like to hear from Bishop's wife, Dr. Janice Crenshaw. So thank you so much. Good morning, Dr. Crenshaw. Thank you for being with us this morning.
God bless you. Good morning. Good morning. Praise the Lord. And for those that are listening and those who will be listening later, praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made, and certainly we will continue to rejoice and be glad in it. Praise the Lord. I want to certainly ask prayer for those that may be mentally challenged during this time with all of the things that are going on with COVID. We heard Bishop pray against the spirit of fear. Praise the Lord. And God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and a sound mind. So we as believers must be conscious of any spirit or any tactic that wants to put us in a place of fear. We must know that our trust must be in the Lord. The word of the Lord said, cursed is the man who makes flesh his arms and whose trust is not in the Lord. So we must be conscious of how important it is to never put our trust in man wholeheartedly in a system, but to put our trust in a God that allows us to wake up in the morning, who has the power of life and death in his hand. We must trust him. and fear him. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. So praise the Lord. So with all that's going on with COVID-19 and so many other questions that's out there, we want to pray against and bind the spirit of fear and continuously speak the word of God in the atmosphere. I encourage those of you that are listening, praise God, that will help us to keep our minds focused. Maybe get the word of the Lord, the scripture, 91st Psalms, and place it somewhere in your home open so that that will be a sign of your covenant faith with the word of God, that no plague shall come now thy dwelling and no evil thing shall overtake you. So it's by faith in the word of God. Grass may wither, flowers may fade away, but the word of the Lord stands forever. So I encourage you throughout your home, praise the Lord, open up the scripture, the word of the Lord, and let it be displayed there as a reminder to yourselves to quote and release the word of the Lord in the atmosphere by faith, knowing that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that is working on the inside of you. So let the word of God, power of the word of God, work on the inside. Life and death lieth in the power of the tongue. So go through your home and speak the word of the Lord in the atmosphere. I never forget when we were allowing that the home that we now live in was being built. Before they closed up the stairway, praise the Lord, we wrote the word of God on every step. Underneath the stairway is a Bible with the Bible wide open underneath the stairway. It's a sign of faith. It's a sign of faith. So if they tore this house down, praise the Lord, they will find nothing but the word of God in its foundation. A Bible right there on the midst of the foundation under the stairway before they covered it up. The word of the Lord inscripted on every stairway. The word of the Lord inscripted behind the doorpost in every bedroom. Praise the Lord. Before they put the final panels on there. Praise God. It may sound a little strange, but it's an act of faith that God's word will stand forever and that we will be covered by the word of God. And today I ask for prayer for those that may be mentally ill. Praise God that the spirit that has tried to disturb their minds, that the Lord will prevail and he will begin to regulate their thinking, because mental illness is like any other illness. If your pancreas doesn't work right and it's not releasing enough insulin, then you give yourself some insulin so that you can be regulated. Mental illness is a challenge that relative to the brain, the releasing of certain chemicals are imbalanced. Therefore, they need to be regulated. The Heavenly Father is able to regulate our minds. Sometimes it may also take necessary treatment. The reality is God has provided what is necessary for you and I, that we may live a holistic life, spirit, soul, and body. So pay attention. Pay attention to your mind, which is the soul of you. Pay attention to your body and take care of it. And feed your spirit the word of the Lord. And I encourage all of us, praise God, as it relates to the body, be careful, conscious of what we put in our body. For our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. So we want to fight against COVID-19. Start first by taking care of your body. Strive to put the right things in your body. I know sometimes we may get a little bit overboard, but however, we must bring ourselves to a stable place that we would put those right things in our body. More green vegetables, praise the Lord. That vitamin C, that vitamin D, that zinc, and these. This information is not to prescribe medicine to you. You always certainly you want to connect with your physician if you are under the care of a physician and taking other medication. But I have a research has shown that these particular supplements are helpful in building your immune system. I encourage you as never before, build your immune system and pray. Build your immune system and pray. We can't just pray and then we do the wrong things in our bodies. Praise the Lord, and you do the wrong thing. So we have to have some wisdom. We have to have some wisdom in all things. I pray, God, that your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless until the coming of the Lord. So may the peace of God rest upon us, and the Spirit of the living God will continue to regulate our minds, and that we will not fail because of the spirit of fear. My peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, saith the Lord. God bless you. Back to you over, Kevin.
Thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. God bless you. Amen, amen, ladies and gentlemen. That was prayer. This is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. You just heard the voice of Bishop's wife, Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Powerful wisdom, powerful word, powerful request for prayer. Ladies and gentlemen, we got to continue to pray. We got to continue to speak the word of the Lord is what I heard from Dr. Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen. So thank God for Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw. We just love the man and woman of God that's giving us and helping us each and every day. Yeah, praise God. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, just so we want to make sure we cover this. If you do have a prayer request, hit star one on your phone. Star one on your phone. And we'll mention only your last four digits. If you do have a prayer, we'll wait a few seconds because we are very sensitive to this time. Everybody on the planet, ladies and gentlemen, needs prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So we thank God for the word. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. We thank God for the Father as well. Amen. We thank God for you this morning and your family as well. Thank you so much. At this time, we'll return this back over to Bishop. Thank you so much, Bishop. Bless you.
God bless. We thank God for Dr. Crenshaw for the words of expression and words of encouragement. And we thank God so much for God is doing such great things in the world. And as we continue to hold fast to the promises of God, don't give up, do not quit, and do not be discouraged, do not be dismayed. Know that the Lord is working all things for your good. It's going to come to pass. It's going to come to pass. Don't quit, do not quit. Do not give up. Do not throw in the towel. Hold on with faith. Hold on. Help is on the way. We thank God so much for Ella Kevin, such a great, great man of God and such an inspiration to the body of Christ. We pray for his family, especially this morning. We pray that God will continue to bless him in a special mighty way. And we thank God for him, and we pray for miraculous miracles will take place in his family life. We thank him, brother, and we call it so. And we thank God that God's going to turn things around. A lot of things are going to happen unexpected for him within a few days. We're going to believe God for the word because his word will not return void. And we thank God for all that Ella Kevin is doing. God bless him as never before. God bless you, Ella Kevin.
Thank you so much, Bishop. Thank you so much. God bless you. And we bless the Lord. We thank God for Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw always in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, we're excited about the word that was spoken today, the prayer that was spoken today. And Bishop, did you have some more words? Just want to make sure we didn't. Bishop, you okay?
Yeah. Okay. I want to just encourage those that have lost a loved one. It's such a trying time now. It's such a trying time, and we all have felt the pain of those that have gone on to be with the Lord and those that have just gone out of unexpected. And we continue to hold fast in the word and stand fast on the truth and be careful. Wash your hands up. And doctor always telling us, do take care of yourself. But be sensitive. Know that God is able to protect us, but we must use some wisdom. We have to use wisdom. We have to. And as we pray, I pray for Brother John and his wife in Delaware this morning, a special prayer for them, and God continue to bless them. And we just pray for everybody this morning. And we looking for miracles to take place in your life that you didn't even expect. We're looking for the expectation miracle to happen soon, very soon. God bless you. We love you this morning. We love you. God bless you.
Thank you so much. Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw, for this powerful day. Great day to start a Saturday morning, ladies and gentlemen, in prayer. I know a lot of you already woke up early and prayed earlier as well. So we thank God for this time. And let's just give the Lord a hand clap of praise as we get ready to close out here this morning. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father, for everything this morning. Amen. 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 Praise God. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I'll leave you with something I'm excited about. You know, always you got to listen to what Bishop prays and what Dr. Crenshaw shares with us, ladies and gentlemen. But today's takeaway, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to activate the Word of God, ladies and gentlemen. This is so powerful. We must read the Word of God. If you heard Dr. Crenshaw and Bishop talk, activate the Word, ladies and gentlemen. You've got to speak the Word. Read the Word. What's the Word say about healing? What's the Word to say about your mental state? What's the Word say about your family? And then you got to speak the Word, ladies and gentlemen, over the situation in the name of Jesus and let God work it. Because, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, the battle is not ours. The battle is not ours. It's the Lord's, ladies and gentlemen. All we got to do is release the Word, and it will go and do what it's supposed to do. Yeah. Amen. Amen. So I want you guys to activate it. Activate the Word this morning as you need it. Activate the Word. Talk to the Lord. He'll help you activate it for you as well. In Jesus' name, He'll give you the words to activate so you can have that victory, as Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw talk about all the time, because there is victory in Jesus. And we talk about greater is He is in us and He is in the world. We got to activate it, ladies and gentlemen. We got to believe it. And then we got to take action in the areas that we need in Jesus' name. So we thank God for you. And we give God all the glory and the honor and the praise. And we thank God for Bishop Dr. Crenshaw. Have a great day. We're going to close out with a hand clap of praise to the Lord. Have a great day, everybody. Bye-bye now. Thank you.